Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he is right now. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Mike, if you're a young entrepreneur running a technology company, what do you spend most of your time doing?
Well, we need to, make sure the company's running properly with the right people. And then, of course, you got to pay those people, so we need to raise some money.
Absolutely. I think most young entrepreneurs woefully underestimate the amount of time and effort it's going to take to raise the money they need. I had a young entrepreneur I was mentoring tell me that, you have a reputation, you can raise a lot of money. I said, well, you don't understand that the last time I did this, I called on 135 people, 8 people invested, and 127 said no. So that takes a lot of tenacity, doesn't it?
Definitely takes some being able to handle rejection.
Yeah, absolutely. So most people are going to tell you your baby's ugly. I heard a really interesting presentation a little bit ago by Wiley Becker. He's a venture capitalist at Allreon Ventures down in Charleston. He was actually up in Greenville talking to the next folks, and he was laying out some realistic ideas about how you're going to raise money that I thought a lot of people could benefit from. You know, when you start something, you got an idea, you don't have any customers, you don't have any revenue yet, you're going to be raising money mostly from family and friends, aren't you? I mean, people that are investing in you because you haven't demonstrated this will work. You know, there's some angel groups around, Venture South, CHAP, and you probably have to have a customer, by the time those folks are really willing to invest because they see a lot of different things and they're looking for some demonstration that there's a market, and the demonstration for that is that you've actually made a sale. And then I think the thing that a lot of entrepreneurs misunderstand is we talk a lot about venture capitalists, but they're really not in the business for the most part of backing unproven ideas. They want to see some real traction in the marketplace. Maybe, you've gotten to the point where you have $500,000, $2 million in revenue. They're interested in doing is then helping you build a team around that, whether that's internal people on your team or whether it's external consultants or not working with you, so that you can really begin to grow the company very rapidly. And that's where the first institutional investors really get the most interested. And then there's a whole nother level where you have a couple of million to $5 million in revenue, and those folks are bringing a lot more capital to the table. They're looking to go from $5 million to $100 million in revenue. So one of the real keys, I think, as you start to raise money is to understand where you are and, who it is that's most likely to invest in the company you have. And you and I have both been through this, haven't we?
We have, and we've learned the ladder, the money-raising ladder, I guess you could call it, where, like you said, friends and family, they're first, then the angel crowd and so on. So, yeah, it's a learning experience for those who are going through it, that's for sure.
And I think this is where the ecosystem can really benefit entrepreneurs. Some of the incubators across the state, in Bluffton, up in Rock Hill, the Economic Development Group, University of South Carolina. Next up in Greenville, the Harbor Accelerator down in Charleston, Charleston Digital Corridor. All of these are places where entrepreneurs can plug in and begin to learn that ladder. Realistically, that first step is going to be people you already know. I mean, if you can't convince somebody to invest in you and your idea, then you're not going to get anybody that doesn't already know you. As you start to get a little traction, then I think these ecosystems can, begin to plug into the various opportunities in the state. And that's what Next was doing that day. They had invited Wiley up here from Charleston, and he was talking to a group of entrepreneurs and telling them the kind of thing he was interested in. And individuals are investing their own money, so they can pretty much do what they want. But venture capitalists, they've given a business plan to investors invested in them. And they've said, we're going to invest in this kind of company, this industry and this stage of development and whatnot. And so they're kind of locked in. So even if you've got the best idea in the world, if you don't line up with, what they've told the folks that invested in them that they're going to then subsequently invest in, they're not going to be interested. And I know that sounds kind of crazy to a lot of entrepreneurs sometimes, but in that regard, I guess VCs themselves are pretty entrepreneurial as well.
And John, how's that calendar looking for our entrepreneurial community?
Well, Garden Gundon has an award for Made in the South, so a lot of the makers out there might be interested in that. And then we have the recurring things going on across the state, Tech After Five and million cups that entrepreneurs can plug into that ecosystem we talked about.
John, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.